I got his coffee, I got his juice, and I got his toast. That ought to do it. Come and get it.
You sure it's all right?
Sure, TJ. Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson ain't up yet.
Now, this is what I call breakfast in style. You keep treating me like this, and I'll be staying overnight more often.
Now, you ain't got time for that, TJ. Sit down and drink your coffee, and I'll get you some marmalade.
Oh, no, no, uh-uh. I'd rather have me some brown sugar.
That ain't on the menu.
Ooh, this is some home the Jeffersons got here. And that shower, water coming at you from every which way. You know, I'm cleaning places I ain't never even seen.
You're a mess, TJ.
I sure like to be able to live the way they do.
Well, you will. But only for the next half hour.
Hey, they're not gonna be mad at me for staying over and having Sunday breakfast with you, are they?
No, I told you, TJ, when I moved in, Miss Jefferson said their house was my house.
Uh-huh.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah, but I'm wearing his robe.
Well, you relax. They ain't gonna be up for another hour yet, and you'll be long gone by then.
Yeah, you're right.
Something wrong with the coffee?
Yeah, the cream.
Well, we ain't got no cream.
That's what's wrong with it.
Maybe I can borrow some from Mr. Bentley next door.
Hey, Dave, don't go to no trouble on my account.
Oh, I ain't. I'm doing it on my account. If there ain't no cream in this house when Mr. Jefferson gets up, child, this will be the most blasphemous Sunday you ever heard.
Oh, George, I thought you were still in the bathroom. Oh, I see you've made the coffee. That was so nice of you. Oh, I really needed this. I got out of bed before I realized I wasn't awake yet. I noticed you didn't have any trouble sleeping last night. You sawed enough wood to see us through a cold winter. George, talking to you sometimes seems like I'm talking to a stranger. Well, don't just sit there like a statue. Answer me, George. George!
Good morning, ma'am.
You see my robe?
George.
Say what?
Big trouble.
Something happened to my robe.
Yes. I know. There's a man in there.
A burglar.
A burglar.
What's he steal?
Toast and coffee.
Stand back.
Be careful, George.
I'll be careful. I'll let him have it where it hurts the most.
All right, please, you hold the door. Close your eyes. I know you can't stand the sight of blood. Okay, Trump, I'm coming after you.
Don't shoot him. No, I'm gonna beat you with this.
Don't hit him, George.
Why not?
He's wearing your your robe.
Take off my robe.
I can't.
There's a lady present.
Who are you anyway?
T.J. Davis. Hey, man, I'm not trying to rob you. You see,
I see a man eating up all my breakfast, scaring my wife half to death, and wearing my robe.
I can explain it.
Yeah, well, you explain it to the cop. Hey, come on.
Hey,
shut up.
Cool it, man. Listen, I didn't do nothing. Really, I didn't.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Jefferson. I see you met T.J.
You know this man?
Of course I know him, Miss Jefferson. I wouldn't let a stranger spend the night here.
Spend the what?
Mr. Jefferson, this is T.J. Davis.
Huh? Spend the what?
She said spend the night.
Oh, spend the what?
I don't think they're too happy about that, Florence.
You damn right, J.T.
That's T.J.
No, J.T. for Jive Turkey.
Hold it, George. Now, you're not going to get anywhere insulting Florence's guests.
That's right.
On the other hand, I think you owe us an explanation. Your friend scared me half to death.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Jefferson. You see, we was out real late last night, and T.J. brought me home.
Just like any gentleman would.
Uh-huh. And you invited him to spend the night like any lady would not.
Let her finish, George.
Well, it was raining real hard, Miss Jefferson, and T.J. lives way up in the Bronx. Right. So I didn't see any harm in letting him stay over.
Nothing worse than being mugged in the rain.
I can understand that. But
nothing. Look, if I wanted bums spending the night here, I wouldn't be a cleaner. I'd be the Salvation Army.
Who are you calling bums?
Hey, that's
all right, Florence. I can understand Mr. Jefferson being upset. Maybe it'd be best if I just left.
Yeah, without my robe.
Yeah. I'll get changed.
Mr. Jefferson, you had no call to talk to my friend like that.
And you have no call to shout at my husband like that.
That's right, because I ain't the one that did something wrong.
Are you saying I did?
Well, if the shoe fits, step in it.
You better get one thing straight, honey. Just because T.J. spent the night here don't mean something happened.
He was in your bedroom.
Well, so was the TV set and the dressing table, but they wasn't in bed with me neither.
That part's none of our business anyway, George.
Oh, yes, it is. I don't want any of that part in this apartment.
It's none of our business.
If I was you, I'd listen to my wife. When it comes to brains in this family, you outvoted. 1-0.
And when it comes to nerves, you could carry the whole country. Ha, ha, ha.
George, we are not here to judge Florence's morals.
What morals? Look. I'm here to get me some breakfast, which her boyfriend already stole.
He didn't steal it. I gave it to him.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's coming out of your salary.
Well, let's see. That's one cup of coffee and one piece of toast. 2 weeks' pay ought to cover it.
I guess I'll be going. Thanks for the loan of your robe.
You lucky I didn't loan you my foot.
Which one? The one you standing on or the one in your mouth?
Cool it, Florence.
I'm truly very sorry that I frightened you, Mrs. Jefferson. You're a nice lady.
Oh, thank you. Right.
Look, are you going to leave after the door is open or before?
I'm going, man. I'm going. Bye, babe.
See you later. Look, you might as well unpucker your lips. He's gone.
You scared him, Mr. Jefferson.
You damn right. He's lucky that's all I did to him. I don't ever want to see his face around here again.
Why not?
It's obvious why not, because I said so.
Well, I say different.
Well, you don't count.
George. We can't stop T.J. from calling on Florence if he wants to.
That's right. You sure can't. I think he really loves me, Miss Jefferson.
That's wonderful.
And there ain't nothing wrong with him spending the night again if he wants to.
Oh, yes, there is.
Why are you taking this side against me, Miss Jefferson?
Because I'm the side her bread is buttered on.
It's not a question of sides, Florence. I just think you was wrong to bring a man in here without telling us. Why didn't you ask?
Well, what would you have said if I had woke you up at 2 o'clock in the morning to ask permission?
I would have said no.
That's why I didn't ask.
You shouldn't have brought a stranger in our house like that.
Wait a minute. You just told Mr. Jefferson it was none of your business.
I said it was none of our business what you did with T.J.
Well?
But it's plenty of our business where you did it. This is our home.
Well, it's my home, too. Didn't you tell me your home was my home?
Yes, but not for you to have visitors at night without permission.
Oh, I see. You can have visitors without asking my permission, because it's your home.
Exactly.
But I can't have visitors without asking your permission, because it's my home.
Will you stop twisting everything around? You know exactly what I mean.
Look, the point is, we're the boss and you're the maid.
Keep out of this, George.
And if we say you can't have somebody sleeping in your bedroom with you, we mean it.
Well, for your information, TJ slept in the bedroom and I slept out here on the sofa. So when I tell you you can take your job and stick it in your ear, I mean it. I quit.
Oh, George, she quit.
Yeah, Weeds. See, you handled it perfectly.
I almost stopped her from leaving, but then Florence said something, and George said something, and I tried to say something, but between George's something and Florence's something, my something didn't have a chance.
I know what you mean.
Well, I don't. What were these somethings? What did they actually say?
Well, it was sort of street talk.
Street talk?
Like what I say to you when I get really mad.
Oh. Oh, that's terrible.
I'm worried about her. She hasn't got a place of her own and no place to go. Where could she be?
Oh, I'm sure when she calms down, she'll think it over and come back.
I don't think so. You know, in her own way, Florence can be as stubborn as George. And you know how stubborn George can be.
No, tell us about it.
Well, George can be so stubborn. Oh.
So long, girl.
Bye. You know, Helen, I can never understand why people waste their energy fighting. If they'd only take the time to think things through, there's always an answer to every problem.
All right, Solomon. Suppose we had a maid who brought a man home without telling us. How would you handle it?
Easy. I'd say, Helen, take care of it.
Let's see if you can take care of that.
Why, Florence, come in.
Do you mind if I spend the night, Mr. Willis?
No, not at all.
Then I'll come in. Hello, Miss Willis.
Florence, I'm so glad to see you.
I got a problem.
Yes, I know. Louise told us all about it.
Here, let me take your coat.
Sit down, Florence.
Thank you.
Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you.
How about a drop of sherry?
No, thank you.
You look all worn out. I bet you could use a little pick-me-up.
Oh, I don't want to put you to no bother.
Oh, it's no trouble at all.
Well, in that case, I'll have a muscatel and ginger ale with some crushed ice and a juice of cherries.
Would you settle for a dry martini?
If that's all you got.
Coming right up.
Lawrence, where have you been all day?
Well, at first I just walked around, but it didn't take me long to figure out I was long on pride and short on bread. So I went over to TJ's house to see if he could put me up. That turned out to be a big mistake.
Wasn't he happy to see you?
No, and neither was his wife and four kids.
Oh, Florence, that's terrible.
It sure was. But it's a lucky thing I found out in time because that man was really after me. But it's a good thing I remember what my mama told me, too. She said, Florence, a man is always gonna sweet talk you, but until he says I do, you don't.
Don't worry, Florence. Someday you'll find a man who's right for you.
Yes, there are lots of good men around.
The good ones are either married or dead. Or both. You know what makes me mad, though? To think I lost the best job I ever had on account of that turkey. And from the way Mr. Jefferson was talking, ain't no way for me to get it back either.
He can change his mind, can't he? I mean, any normal human being can be reasoned with.
That leaves George out.
No, I'm serious, Helen. I'm firmly convinced that with the right approach, even George can be reached.
Oh, Mr. Willis, would you do that for me? Oh, thank you. I knew I could count on you.
Me?
Oh, Tom, I'm so proud of you. I'll let Louise know you're coming.
But,
that's it, Tom. Practice what you're going to say to George.
Hmm.
She is. Oh, good. Uh-huh. Well, thanks for telling me, Helen. George, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
Well, Florence.
That's
is...
it. Time's up.
Now, you listen to me. Florence is upstairs with the Willisons.
That's perfect. A mixed up maid for a mixed up couple.
She's not working for them.
Oh, yeah, well, she never worked for us, neither.
Oh, come in, Tom.
Thank you.
Now, look, Willis, if you come in out here trying to get me to take Florence back, forget it.
No, she left her Bible here. She asked me to pick it up for her.
I'll get it.
Thank you. Oh. She's going to need that Bible where she's going.
Well, yeah, where's she going?
She's going to live with her cousin.
Oh, that's nice.
In Mississippi.
Where?
Her cousin's got a sharecropper's shack down there. One room, but I guess it'll be big enough for the seven of them.
Seven?
Here you are.
Oh, thank you, Louise.
Hey, wait a minute. Why does she have to go all the way down there? Can't she find a job up here?
Oh, I'm afraid her spirit's broken. She found out TJ's married.
Married?
Yes. She just wants to get as far away from here as possible. Well, this should give her some comfort on the bus ride to Mississippi.
Hold it.
Yes, George? George?
I'll take her back.
Hey,
George!
Only on my terms. Now, you tell her that from now on, she's going to have to start acting like a real maid. She's going to do what I say when I say it and no back talk. And none of them funny looks neither.
Now, George, you know Florence will never go for that.
That's it, Weezy. Look, I'm paying her to be a servant, damn it, and she's going to act like one.
But,
now, look, every time I say this, y'all come to but. You heard that?
Well, ain't you gonna let me in?
You're coming back?
I sure am.
What? Didn't Mr. Willis tell you the conditions?
He sure did.
And you don't mind?
Why should I mind? If that's the kind of maid Mr. Jefferson wants, that's the kind of maid he's gonna get.
I don't understand.
Oh, you here, huh?
Oh, hello, Master Jefferson. On you, sir. What can I do for you?
Fix me a drink.
Mm-hmm. Right away. But first, you bring yourself right over here and set yourself down. Because you worked hard and you's tired and you need your rest. Now, ain't that better?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, let's take your poke tired little feet and put them right up here. Now, ain't that nice? What y'all want to drink?
Give me a scotch and soda.
I'm gonna fix this just like you likes it, boss. And if you don't like it, you just tell me, because I do it over. I don't mind. Way down upon the river, far, far away. Oh, dark is how my feet never. Here y'all, boss. I sure hope you likes it. Is it all right?
It's okay.
I'll freshen it up for you.
Okay, George, is that good enough for you?
Well, she ain't perfect yet, but she's getting there.
Oh, yes, Helen, the first couple of days, George loved it. He was in his glory. But now he's ready to climb the walls. Because Florence won't leave him alone. She waits on him hand and foot. She's done everything but dust his eyeballs. You know what he's been doing for the last couple of days? The moment he gets home, he locks himself in his room. Anything to get away from her. No, he can't tell her to stop. You know, George, that would be admitting he was wrong. I gotta hang up now. Here come Master Jefferson. Hello, George.
Shh. Where's Florence?
She's in her room.
Good.
Master Jefferson, sir.
What are you wearing?
Why, this is my new maiden uniform. I just bought it today, sir.
Why, are we having pancakes for dinner?
Ooh, that's funny. You're the funniest man, Mr. Jefferson. Ain't he funny, Mr. Jefferson?
If he were any funnier, they'd put him away.
You give me them shoes, Master Jefferson.
For what?
They need shining.
Look, Florence.
Now, just let me help you take them off.
Look, Florence, you don't have to do that.
Oh, I don't mind. Just lift your little foot.
Look, you ain't supposed to be shining nobody's shoes.
Well, don't you think I can do a good job?
Well, sure you could, but...
Well, then just let me help you take them off.
Florence, you get out my shoes.
Oh, Lord, see me, I done made you mad. You disappointed in me.
No, I ain't. I'm
sorry, boy.
I say, I'll bet you win first prize.
Prize? Why, this ain't no costume. This is my maiden uniform. Excuse me, Master and Miss Jefferson, but it's Master Bentley from next door. Come a calling.
We can see that.
Well, now y'all's done heard it. Y'all want me to let him in?
Just get out of his way.
Yes, sir, Master Jefferson.
Excuse me for intruding like this, but by the sheerest coincidence, today's my day to run out of cream. May I borrow some?
Oh, I don't know, Master Bentley. I have to ask the massa.
The massa?
Massa, can Master Bentley have some cream, sir?
Yes.
Now, you just wait right there, Master Bentley. I'll get it for you, sir. I'll be right back, sir, and I won't be long, sir.
Don't tell me now. Gone with the wind.
Nope. It's Uncle George's cabin.
Here's your cream, Master Bentley. I'm sorry it took me so long, sir. I sure hope y'all enjoys it.
Well, thank you, Florence. I'm sure I will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it looks like very good cream. White and everything.
Oh, Master Bentley!
What?
Looky
what
there,
is,
looky
what
there!
What is it?
You've got a button loose on your jacket.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'll fix it when I get home.
Oh, no, sir. That ain't gentleman's work, sir. That's maiden work. Now, I'll get a needle and thread and have it fixed for y'all in a jiffy. Don't you worry about a thing.
You get the strange feeling we're about to be attacked by boll weevils.
Here I come, Master Bentley. Now, y'all just take off that jacket and I'll have it fixed as nice as you please.
No, Florence, really.
Oh, Master Bentley, Master Jefferson likes me to do neat work.
Florence, will you get off of the man?
Oh, no, sir, Master Jefferson. I can't let him leave here looking like this.
Yes, you can if you try.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir, Master Bentley. That would bring shame on the house of my master.
Stop it, Florence.
Oh, no, sir, Master Jefferson. You done showed me the way. I's done wrong. I was an untidy maid, but you done showed me the light.
Will you cut out, Florence? Stop it. Stop it!
Say please.
Please.
That's better. And don't you ever make me do nothing like that again. You hear?
Where are you going, Florence?
To take off this dumb dress so I can stop acting like a dumb maid for a dumb master.
Well, Weezy, she's back.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.